Oh, look at that. Dubbing at
Jeez,
pounds.
I
Look at
did.
that.
You got
Look at that.
upgraded. Admin
Oh, yeah.
rights, baby.
Look
Here we
at
go.
that. Look at that. Okay.
Everything in there? Thank you, Susan. Oh, my slash.
Okay, Simon Rage Zion didn't need him available. Why is Zion seeking so up to sip up? Ain't no hollow base of Nifta. We don't say hollow in the base of Nifta. If you from oval plus shiva, there's an oval there. Plus shiva from the havei combined loy glarosh. That's like making fun. Shoyim and boy loy hamesim yala luka. How can you say in the base oval loy hamesim yala luka? Right. Im yesh sham cheder acher, yelach oval cheder acher. If he's going, if there's another room, then the oval will go to another room. Vatzibur yemeral, the tzibur could say hal. There's derem and hagam with this. If ain cheder acher, there's no other room. As I berosh chaydish, ain tzrichin loymer acher kach halal bebesam. You don't need to say halal in their houses. So they main chadar, they don't have to go home and say halal. But on Chanukah, they do need to go say, because that's much more of a chiyuv than halal on Rosh Chodesh. The mispalim of Beis HaNifter, Bein Shem Avol, and if they're davening in the Beis HaNifter and there's no Avol there, or in a Beis HaNifter, or in a Beis Avol that's not the Beis Nifter, I'm Gamar Rosh Chodesh halal, then you also say halal. Right? Meaning, if there's no oval there, or it's not in the house that the oval was nifter, like a lot of times they're nifter in the hospital. Again, the oval doesn't say Mishum
Don't want.
Hashvi. If the seventh day is Chanukah, then after the Menachemim leave, that the Avelis finished, Yomer Gama Oval Halal. Then the Halal they. I will also say halal b'nei shehu chiyuv because it is a chiyuv. Ayin pisa tshuva simin shinayin vav. Sith kodin bas. Beis. V'yayish oimrim d'bechanaka oimrim halal gam b'beis ha'ol v'tzibur. And the yayish oimrim that on Chanukah we say halal also in the beis ha'ol with the tzibur. All right? But the oval himself is not saying it. Rosh Chodesh shechol b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh was on a Shabbos, Oimrim Halal B'Tzibur, you say Halal B'Tzibur, Gam B'Beis Aval, even in B'Beis Aval, there ain't Avelos B'Shabbos, there's no Avelos on Shabbos. Okay, bottom line is you ask your local Orthodox rabbi when it falls out on Rosh Chodesh. Birchas the bracha, there's a special bracha in the Harachamans in Birchas HaMazon that's meant for an Aval. We don't say that. Ki Saimchim. Allah points from the Svirulu, the Loy Niskana, Ella, because you're Mivarach and Ba'asara. It's only when you bench with 10 people, Ayin Beragoyla. So the question is, if you have a large family, then maybe you should. Fine. Simon Reish Ches, Shaval also Bimalacha, Uboy Tezvav Sifim. This is a tough one. This is what a lot of people ask Shilas about. Right? And because it's hard to know exactly how you define malacha. Ubay tesvav sifim and has 15 sifim. So Aleph, Elul Dvarim Shavu L'Asa Bem Kol Shiva. These are the things that an oval is also all 7 days. But malacha, rechitza with malacha, washing, sicha is anointing, nilas the sandals, shoes, kasher shamita is relations, but also licorice, but Torah. It's also read the Torah, also b'shei l'shalom, and he's not allowed to say hello, also b'gihutz, and he's not allowed to do pressing, meaning ironing, with the spiders and haircuts, with all meaning simcha, anything that makes happy. But also, the niyach tefillin b'yam rishon, and you can't put tefillin on yam rishon. Right? Melacha ketzad. How do you do melacha, or how do you not? Kol shlosh yam rishon am also b'melacha. The first 3 days also b'melacha. Tilu ani hamispanas min tzedakah. Even if he's an ani, he's so poor that he gets tzedakah, still he can't do malacha. But on the fourth day and on, if he's an ani and he has nothing to eat, then he could do malacha hidden in his house. A woman could also do malacha in order to make parnasa. It should be a curse to the neighbors who require that. They should watch over the ani. Mikosha can be me'evlein. Of course, in the me'evlein, may take care of the ani. Make sure they don't have to work. Gimel, hafilu lasas malachta yidei acherim. Even for others to do malach, you hafilu yidei akum. Even with a guy, aser it's aser. Just like you can't ask a guy to do malach of you on Shabbos, you can't ask him to do it here too. Gimel, malacha davar nochitz ma'id. If it's very important, v'yachal lovi lidei hafsid, and you can come to a loss, you ask the shelas chacham, then you ask the shelas chacham. Dalek, kishem shalasa b'malacha, the same it's aser in malacha, kachas, le'lisa v'litam b'schayri, you can't even do the give and the take of doing business, like stocks, and that thing. But let's say you have merchandise that you just bought that's perishable. So then, Yasagamkin, what to do? Because you're not machui to take a loss. But the question is, what's the best way of doing it? If let's say the caravans and the ships come with the stuff that's on sale, and they won't be found. Or if there's like a special sale, the Shama Shmua, and he hears the Shmua Kriva, he's able to sell and to be kind of through others. Hey, mutter halvas beribis aydei acherim la'akum. It's mutter to lend beribis aydei acherim to a guy. Shirgilu, meaning if it's normal that this guy does business with you, then it's also then you could do that. You're allowed to also sell product to people that you normally do, so that you won't lose them to others. Meaning, this is okay, we'll get back to it. Let me just finish. You're allowed to go send people to collect debts if there's a chash that they're going to be misused, because if you're afraid that it's gonna be a loss because they're not gonna pay it back. Writing on chalamayid is also mutter for an oval im e ashalaya de acher, but it's not possible with somebody else. Ches oval shasadeo biyadachirim barisus, an oval that his sada is in other people's hands by rhesus, meaning they're sharecroppers. They own a third or a quarter, meaning they're going to get paid a third or a quarter. Which what's chakiras? He gives them a set amount. Kablonus, as we know, is contract. He's just paying. Meaning he's paying regardless of how much he produces. They're allowed to work regularly. Since it's to the people, they don't have to lose because the owner is an oval. A day worker, also, even if the sada is in a different city, since that work, he's an hourly worker, it's a tales for the oval, and it's in public. Let's just read the next one, and then we'll discuss it. Let's say the oval is a sharecropper for somebody else. Now, if he doesn't work, that person's going to take a loss. Also, he can't work himself, but he could hire others. Because that's not called a malach of oval. He's doing the work for whoever owns the field. And if there's other things that the oval has to do, let's say he's a tailor and he has to tailor things, that he can't do even for others because he just won't do the work and he won't get paid. But when it's a davar oved, then he could do it through others. Right. So, okay. So now there's a whole lot to be discussed over here. Right. So basically, these halachas are the same as on Chol HaMoed. Right. So meaning, if you are going to take a loss on Chol HaMoed, right. So then, you're allowed to do the malacha. Right? So now, if you have somebody renting your field and he's paying for your field, so you can't, and he's paying, And he's got to earn his own parnassa. So if he's got to own his own, earn his own parnassa, so then that's not your, then you got to let him keep it open, even though ultimately you're going to make some money in the rent. Meaning an aval is not allowed to do any malacha, but that doesn't mean if this guy's, meaning if a guy has a rental and he's an aval, that's perfectly mutter, right? It's because that's not doing malacha. It's just accruing interest, right? But here they're actually doing malacha in his field, and they're going to pay him for it. So mamela, so we say that it's that it's if he's allowed to do that. Now, another thing of a davar avod is, let's say he's going to lose his customers. If he shuts down his business, his customers are going to go elsewhere. So you have the same thing on Chol HaMoed. If you have a business, right, let's say you do
Is
mortgages
this
and
where
back
we
book.
view, this is where we learn the leniencies
Yeah,
from whatever we say available?
it's cross-referenced with each other. So so if you know you're gonna shut your business down on Chol HaMoed, and the guy says, listen, I need a mortgage now, or whatever it is, and if you don't give it to him, he's gonna go someplace else, and then you might lose your customer forever. That's called a davar avad. Same thing by an oval. And the best way to get out of this whole thing is to, what we do is we have the oval sell his business to somebody else. But the sale has to be done before the kfura. If the sale is done after the kfura, then it's too late. Then it becomes a headache. I did it once for somebody after the kfura. I don't know exactly what we were being simchan. I don't remember, but that's the best way out of the whole thing. And then, of
And like
course, you have
selling,
to ask.
like making a shtar, like you do by selling chametz.
Exactly. Yeah, you make a shtar, and he owns the business, and he, and that's it. And you hope he gives you back the profits, right? Because otherwise, you don't really have much choice. And that's it. All right. We will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. And.